Every lap in under a minute. Every move made to matter. Every decision impacting the outcome of the race. Supercars in Perth. Every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars. Unforgettable.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. Castrol Supercars Weekly, not on Friday. It's Good Friday. Tomorrow, it's a public holiday. It's Easter, so I thought I'd get in today on Thursday to get this episode out to you to take a look at some of the latest goings-on and headlines in the Repco Supercars Championship and with Supercars-related drivers and teams. Now, happy Easter. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great break if you're having a break. If you're working, don't work too hard. Before I get into this episode and touch on some really exciting news, a supercar star has welcomed a new arrival. I've got to tell you about Castrol's Rego to Oil on its website. You'll instantly know the best Castrol products because of this to unlock the edge of performance in your car. Just search for Rego, the number two, and oil, and you'll find out more. Now, who is this supercar star that has had a family addition? Well, it's a huge congratulations to Chaz Mostert and his fiancée, Rianne, the safe arrival on Tuesday this week of daughter Everly Rose, a fantastic pre-Easter, post-Grand Prix gift. Congrats to all. Very well done. Very happy to hear this news. Now, plenty going on behind the scenes at race. The owners of supercars, murmurs and stories of power plays going on at board level. Barclay Nettlefold, the chairman, Mark Scaife's been mentioned in all of this, so there's plenty of chat going on around the paddock at the moment about all that. But on the topic that sort of is more of an immediate nature is the Australian Grand Prix and supercars future at that event. And race and supercars chairman Barclay Nettlefold has left no doubt about the value that he believes is in supercars being at the Formula One Australian Grand Prix. Very positive about wanting to be there in the future. He spoke with V8Sleuth.com.au's Connor O'Brien. The full story is on the V8 Sleuth website. And I'm also hearing too that there's a chance that there's a concept that they could move the paddock for supercars to the outside of the main straight, put all the trucks over there, the cars, the tents, and have the cars enter the circuit from over there, which would really make it a really supercars area. Of course, there's a lot of GA out the back. There's a lot of activations. There's lots of stuff over there. So it could be a cool place for supercars to be. So I'm sure that there's going to be some discussions ongoing with supercars and the Australian Grand Prix Corporation moving forward, because at the moment there's no deal in place for supercars to be at the Grand Prix next year. Now, speaking of Barclay and next year, he's understood to have met with drivers and teams last week, spruiking a vision of 14 rounds for next year with two new street race opportunities. Early stages, but it's a bit of a clear idea of what the direction is intended for next year. Obviously, at the moment, we are a 12-round championship in 2024. The more the merrier would indeed be fantastic. Next round of the championship is, of course, at Taupo in New Zealand, a little bit later in April. But although that round's not going to be held for a few weeks, that hasn't stopped a few supercars drivers from boarding flights to New Zealand and heading over there to turn some laps in other cars to check it out. Of course, pretty much of the 24 drivers, there's not too many that have been to Taupo before and done laps around there. So Tim Slade, James Golding, both have been over there this week, turning some laps in a Toyota 86. Will Davison and Anton Di Pasquale the same. And Jackson Evans has also been turning laps in an NZV8, a TLX car. So a bit of a chance to learn what the grip looks like, what the track looks like, what the facilities are, which way it goes, what the camber of the road is. It's one thing to do simulation and video games or other things for these tracks, but even though it's not a supercar, turning laps with some of these vehicles is still going to be important. Now, he's not the only supercars driver, Will Davison, who's flown back to be in action at Bathurst this weekend. And you might be thinking, hang on a minute. We've already had two Bathurst this year. We've had the 12-hour for GT cars. We've had the 500 for supercars. Well, this weekend at Easter, it's the 6-hour at Bathurst, the production car race. And there's a range of supercars-related names in the field this weekend. In fact, this episode of the pod is coming to you from Bathurst, because I'm here this weekend as well, working on the TV broadcast. So Will Davison is going to be in action. He's teaming up with Tim Lay and Berrick Linton again in a BMW. They've done that for a couple of years. Thomas Randall's coming back for another run. He's with the Kavich brothers in a BMW. They are the sons of Tony Kavich, the longtime touring car privateer who raced here at Bathurst. It wouldn't be an enduro without Supercars Hall of Famer John Bow in action. He's in a Ford Focus. Jet Johnson is back. He's going to have a run in a BMW. Erebus co-driver David Russell, he's in an outright class BMW. Super 2 regular Cam Crick in an M2 Coupe. Nash Morris is in an AMG A45. Aaron Seaton returning to racing in a Mustang. Grant Denyers with the Quins in a Stang. Brad Vaughan from Tickford in Super 2, not in a Ford this weekend. Very much the opposite. He's driving a HSV Club Sport. Steve Owen, of course, two-time Super 2 champ. He's running a Lexus, the only Lexus in the field. Ryland Gray from Super 2's in a Mustang, so that kind of lines up with what he normally races. A little bit of a different car from a Super 2 car. Matt Charter from Super 2's in a BMW. In fact, not just any BMW, the very same 335 that won the 12-hour in 2007 and 2010, the Eastern Creek Karts car that used to be Gary Holt's car. It's done over 21,000 competitive kilometres of racing, which is quite unbelievable. Also in the field from Super 2, Zach Bates is going to have a run in a Renault with his dad, Rick. That's pretty cool. And car owner Colin Osborne. And also from Super 2, BJR duo Elliot Cleary, Cody Gillis, they're in a BMW. Should be good fun. There's plenty on this weekend at the 6-hour and lots of supercars-related people up here, whether they're racing, helping run cars, coaching drivers. There's all sorts of stuff going on. It's on TV this weekend, SBS, Fox and KO, Saturday and Sunday. So check it out. If you're busy over the Easter weekend and hankering for some car racing, you can definitely keep in tune with that. Discarded Tickford racer Declan Fraser is in the news today because he's heading back to Triple Eight, but not in a supercar. He's going to drive alongside Peter Hackett in a Mercedes-Benz AMG GT3 car in the GT World Challenge Australia Series. That starts in April at Phillip Island. Of course, Deck is going to drive in the supercars Enduros at Sandown and the Repco Bathurst 1000 with Andre Heimgartner in the number 8 R&J Batteries Camaro. Craig Baird, by the way, I must mention this. If you haven't heard Race Control this week with the Kiwi, the driving standards advisor of the Repco Supercars Championship, tune in, have a listen. Great insight into the decision-making at Albert Park from last weekend. He opens up a bit further about the Cam Waters and Matt Payne situation, the Cam Hill and Ryan Wood one. Really great insight with Bairdo, and I think it's been really noted by so many fans who are appreciative of this podcast that can open up the door a little bit more and take the fans of the sport further behind the scenes into why these decisions get made. I see that there was a little bit of criticism actually this week, and we're open to criticism. We're fine with different opinion from Scott Pye, Triple Eight Enduro driver, who doesn't really like the fact that this stuff's out there. But I've got to tell you, the feedback has been overwhelming that the fans want, rate and like these Race Control podcasts, and we're going to keep doing them because they're lifting a layer for the fans that they haven't been able to get otherwise, and it also gives them the insight into why these decisions are made that they don't get like football codes. I watch AFL, a free kick gets given, the umpires are mic'd up, I know why it happened. With a supercar race, we can't do that with a race director or with a driving standards advisor during the race, so this is our opportunity to be able to be more transparent, open up more insight into things. And at the end of the day, I mean, there's always a want for more content, more quality content, more insight into what's going on in things. And I've seen and heard that from various people in the last few months wanting that. And I think we've been able to do that. But each to their own, that's how it is. We're all cool. But Bairdo will be back after Taupo to take us through whatever unfolds in New Zealand. Not in Taupo is the Dunlop Series. They'll be next in action at the Perth Super Sprint in May. But already that field's changing a little bit because the Super 3 field, which quite frankly has been really low, two cars for the first round at Bathurst, it will be joined by Tony Ordino. Now, Tony's raced in Super 3 in Kumo in his own Falcon previously, but he's going to team up with Image Racing and run one of their VF Commodores, one of the ex-Holden Racing Team Walkinshaw Racing cars, with some engineering support from Erebus. So hopefully there's a few more cars in Super 3 that can join in the mix there and really expand that. But overall, the field for Dunlop Series with the Super 2 side of things has been really quite impressive this year. And there's a bunch, as I mentioned, of those Super 2 drivers in action at Bathurst this weekend. Right, that brings you up to speed on Castrol Supercars Weekly, a whole pile of news, notes and quotes. Check out the V8 Sleuth website over the Easter break, v8sleuth.com.au. There's no doubt going to be plenty of news in the next 24 to 48 hours. There's always something going on when it's a public holiday and when things get quiet. It's just the way that these things unfold. Have a great Easter, stay safe, stay well, and I'll be back with another episode of Castrol Supercars Weekly next week.
Every lap in under a minute means every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars, unforgettable.